Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A sizable chunk of the history of video games has been filled with titles that don't really require to have your brain turned on. However, since the turn of the century, there have been more and more titles hitting the market that flat out refuse to let you play them absent-mindedly. So let's take a look at the real deep thinkers today. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 video games that pose extremely deep questions. Number 10, Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy. Getting Over It with Bennett Foddy is frustration incarnate, but it is also pretty damn deep as well. The goal is simple. All you have to do is get to the top. Every so often, a narration will post some half-hearted philosophical message, almost in the tone of parody. Now, it makes sense, considering the character you play as is the Greek philosopher Diogenes, a man notorious for his self-indulgent antics. And speaking of Greek history, the player themselves effectively becomes the mythological figure that is cursed with the eternal task of rolling a boulder up a hill, only for it to come right back down before reaching the peak. You'll find yourself wondering what the point of even trying to beat this game is. Do you believe that at some point things will change? Is this out of nothing more than spite? Have you found peace in the comfort of repetition? These are all questions that we actually face in real life. So often do we end up repeating the same actions, expecting a different result, only to find the metaphorical boulder rolling right back down the hill once more. We only ever tend to learn the pressures of the boulder when it ends up crushing us. Getting Over It brings us face to face with this reality by doing exactly that, and that is crushing us. Number 9, Spider-Man for the PS4. At the end of 2018's Spider-Man, Peter Parker finds himself in a position that tests his very heart and soul. A deadly virus is spreading throughout the city, and there is only one sample of the cure. However, his beloved Aunt May is suffering from it as well, so he must choose between saving her or the rest of the city. He ultimately saves the lives of the many over the one, but the question is, could you do the same? When facing the impossible, can you make the hard choice? More importantly, can you make the right one? Can you do what needs to be done even if it kills you on the inside? I mean, let's just relate that to a real-life situation. A loved one is being kept alive through a machine. Do you keep them there and hope for some miracle cure? Or do you send them on to the hereafter? Life is filled with moments such as this that we never want to come, but it's in these moments that you find out who you really are. Number 8. The Sims. The Sims is equal part video game and secret social experiment. This beloved franchise allows players to make and manage the lives of virtual people, pursue dreams, form relationships, and just do about anything a person can do. Basically, it lets you play God. In giving players the opportunity to essentially be God, it then asks the player what they would do with their near almighty power. But the thing about The Sims is that there are countless ways to go about each and every situation. For instance, if you wanted a nice house, you could move in with another family and just be part of their unit, or you could burn them alive in a fire and take over their estate. Just saying, those are options. If you can think of it in The Sims, you can probably do it. You're an invisible hand controlling the lives of those oblivious to your very existence. The question this game asks you is, will you use that hand to create or destroy, for benevolence or malice? What kind of god would you be? Well, the choice is up to you. Number 7. Control. The word trippy doesn't even come close to covering just how strange Control is. In search for her missing brother, protagonist Jessie unknowingly becomes the chairman for a secret government agency called the Federal Bureau of Control. The Bureau is in charge charge of investigating and researching possible supernatural phenomena, usually in the form of seemingly everyday objects not of this world. Like many games on this list, Control deals with a ton of philosophical and existential themes. There is, however, one connective line that runs between all of them, that being how everything is more than meets the eye. Reality, and all that constructs it, cannot be seen in just one way. There is no single truth to the world that we live in, and any attempt to find said truth will likely lead to more questions than answers. What is reality? Does it exist to begin with? Or is what we call reality only an attempt to make sense of the senseless? Control engulfs you in a sea of extreme weirdness, and by doing so, infects your mind with so many questions that it would make Albert Einstein's head explode. Number 6. BioShock Infinite. Ooh, this one is a bit of a doozy. In BioShock Infinite, you control Booker DeWitt, who must invade the flying city of Columbia to find a mysterious girl in order to, air quotes, clear his debts. Throughout the game, you come to learn that the mission is far more complicated than being just a simple matter of paying back what is due. According to the multiverse theory, which is a major part of BioShock Infinite, there are countless alternate realities for every possible scenario. Every little choice that we make or don't creates a branching timeline of its own. It's hard to even know where to start when it comes to all the questions that this brings up. Do realities exist when there are versions of us who embody the best that we can become, or indeed the worst? Are there worlds where everything just went right, or where everything just went wrong? What is our place within this multi-cosmic scale? Is there an origin universe that this all stems from? And can we even know? You could literally drive yourself crazy just thinking about
it. Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
That's number 5. P.T. The tragedy of what could have been with Silent Hill still stings even now, but at least we got one hell of a game out of it with P.T. You play as Norman Reedus's unknown protagonist as he walks down the endlessly looping corridors of his house. The familiar setting grows more and more distorted with each new cycle as a result of his fractured psyche, eventually turning into an absolute nightmare. Now, not to sound nihilistic, but isn't life kind of like this? One long journey that changes depending on who we are and what we've done? Existence is shaped by our individual experience and identity, causing it to be either heaven or hell of our own making. This is a theme found in the Silent Hill series as well, yet with PT, it's never been more intimate. By having the game take place in such a claustrophobic location, and by putting us directly behind the eyes of Norman Reedus's character, it makes everything that much more personal. The horror here isn't actually the vengeful spirit of Lisa or the deformed baby in the sink, but rather us and the worlds that we create for ourselves, a horror much more real than we'd like to think. Number 4. Almost any RPG ever. If there's one genre that can be boiled down to a single theme, it would be RPGs. Mass Effect, Fallout, Dragon Age, The Outer Worlds, The Elder Scrolls, Undertale, Vampyre, as different as all of these games are, they all ask the player the same central question, and that is, who do you want to be? Take Vampyre, for example. You can do your duty as a doctor and try to cure the vampire virus that is plaguing humanity, or you can embrace the demon within and terrorize both the living and the dead. The same principle applies to a majority of RPGs. What the genre does more than any other is allow you to be the hero, the villain, or anything in between. The opportunity to escape to a different place and be a different person is a huge reason that people play video games. But escapism isn't as simple a concept as we make it out to be. Rather, when we escape into another person, it's a reflection of who we desire to be deep down inside, sometimes at least. It's not just a matter of who you want to be in the game, but also in the real world too. So once again, you have to ask yourself, who do you want to be? Number 3. Hotline Miami. This neon-drenched masterpiece does not screw around when it comes to asking the hard questions. The player controls Jacket as he takes assassination missions from his mysterious animal-masked employers. Most of the levels in the game are completed through repetition. The more you try and fail, the more the key to success gets wired into your muscle memory. Question is, why keep at it? There's no real reward besides a feeling of accomplishment that doesn't come close to making up for all of that frustration, right? So why do you keep going? Is it because you're told to, that you want to? Does it simply just make you feel good? What Hotline Miami is really doing under the surface is asking you why you're so determined to indulge in such brutal violence. Like the previous entry mentioned, escapism is often a reflection of the self. It may just be a game, but something inside us keeps wanting to play despite the extreme difficulty. Is there a primal desire for violence buried somewhere inside our nature? Are we nothing more than animals wearing masks of civility? Questions like this, they can definitely keep a person up at night. Number 2. BioShock. Now, I mentioned BioShock Infinite earlier, and rightly so, considering just how much depth there is to that game. However, as far as philosophical video games go, few deliver as much as the original BioShock. BioShock puts you in the shoes of Jack, the sole survivor of a plane crash who must traverse the dangerous depths of the underwater city known as Rapture in order to get back to the surface. Along the way, he learns startling truths that shake his entire world to its core. Next to its critique of Ayn Rand's ultra-conservative philosophy of objectivism, BioShock focuses on the age-old question of free will versus determinism. Do we govern our own actions and ultimately our own fate? Are we just following the same internal programming inside our brains implanted by our makers? Is there a cosmic script that we're unknowingly playing into, only giving us the illusion of control? These questions and the idea of the subject as a whole have been plaguing humanity since day one. The way BioShock stares you right in your eye and asks you if you are an autonomous person or a self-deluded puppet is what made it the legend we all know it to be. And number 1, it's Spec Ops The Line. An entire book could be written about Spec Ops The Line. So for the sake of brevity, we'll be focusing on how it handles the theme of morality. The game follows a trio of soldiers in Dubai tasked with taking down a rogue military commander. Sounds pretty straightforward, right? Well, wrong. A major criticism of games that try to make you feel bad for virtual murder is that they tend not to offer any alternative. What makes Spec Ops The Line different is that it knows that sometimes you just don't have a choice, or that every choice is equally terrible. At first glance, it may be asking you why killing non-real people makes you feel guilty, but it goes much deeper than that. Rather, what it's asking is why do we still feel guilty even if we're forced to do something wrong? If we have no say in the matter, then logically we shouldn't feel bad, right? Yet we still do. It takes this idea and draws it out to its furthest extreme, forcing you to question the actions that you've taken in life and what they say about you. Are you a good person? Can we be actually good in this world? Or is good nothing more than just a word we use to help ourselves sleep?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.